This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As 2014 came to a close, abortion giant Planned Parenthood released its 2013 annual report. Nearly a third of 1 million babies died in abortions as the abortion giant took in millions of dollars in taxpayer funds. America's biggest abortion corporation is technically a nonprofit that earned over $300 million and took in over $500 million in taxpayer subsidies. A majority of Planned Parenthood clinics are located near Black and Hispanic neighborhoods. A newborn infant in Utah may be surviving abandonment in a neighbor's trash. The child clung to life and is now said to be suffering no brain damage, though pediatricians say the child may be at increased risk for developmental problems. Awaiting trial, the mother is being tested for diminished capacity. Safe haven laws in all states allow for the protection of mothers and children. This is Life News Radio. In the contest to decide what rights human souls will actually possess before governments and in the public arena, the heroes are becoming ordinary people like you. People are speaking up for life before their friends, in public conversation, and in the voting booth. People in the abortion business are quitting and speaking out. Ordinary people are living ordinary lives in heroic testimony to the value and love of human life. Join us in making a culture of life. An Italian nurse is facing charges of murder. Italian prosecutors will allege that nurse Daniela Poggiali killed at least one of her patients with an injection of potassium and that she did not do so out of the patient's pain or suffering, but rather that the nurse didn't want to deal with them anymore and may have seen murder as a quick fix. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.